Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies. So I want to start this episode by sharing one of my experiences of manifesting. And this was something that happened to me pretty on in my personal development journey, when I was just starting to explore the power of my thoughts, my mindset. I was starting to do work on changing my beliefs. And I was at the stage where I was really starting to dig into my subconscious mind. So the subconscious mind, then, it is really important when it comes to getting what we want. We are looking at what our subconscious mind is telling us. So you want to think of your mind almost as an iceberg. And we have the tip of the iceberg, which is our conscious brain. That's the part we are aware of. It's the bit that's poking above the water, the bit that we can see. And this is our conscious thoughts. So these are the thoughts that you can hear yourself thinking on a daily basis. And of course, it's really important to look at these thoughts and to assess, you know, where are my thoughts out of line with the reality that I want to create? But it's also really important to look at what's going on below the surface. Because remember that whatever we think and whatever we believe about ourselves and about the world around us is shaping our reality, okay? And those thoughts and beliefs are made up of both the conscious and the subconscious mind. And what's really interesting is that the majority of our mind is below the surface. Our subconscious mind is creating around 80 to 90% of our outcomes. And that is something that is largely below the surface, something that we're not actually aware of. So if we're only doing work on the conscious mind, you know, the bit that we're actually, you know, aware of, we're only just scraping the surface. And this is something that I realized that I was doing early on in my mindset journey, is that I was only scraping the surface. I was only working on the mindset that I was aware of, the thoughts and beliefs that I was aware of. And so although I was starting to see positive changes in my life, I definitely wasn't creating the big results that I wanted to see. And so I really wanted to bring this into this episode today, because a lot of the time, people expect when they come on this journey to manifesting and law of attraction and mindset work, they think it's all going to be about changing your mindset and thinking positive thoughts. And it's going to be this really happy rainbows and unicorns experience where, you know, it's all about positive thinking. And I actually learned very early on that this was not the case at all. And so I had, as I said, I'd started to do the work on my conscious mindset, and I was doing things such as positive affirmations, I was doing visualization, and it all felt amazing. And I was having a great time, and I was like, wow, like, why didn't I, you know, explore this world sooner? You know, why have I only just discovered how amazing mindset work could be? And then I almost hit a bit of a plateau in terms of my breakthroughs. And I found myself falling into these patterns of self-sabotage. So I'd started to see a number of changes, positive changes in my life. Yet it felt like I'd hit a bit of a brick wall where I just couldn't seem to push myself any further. I couldn't seem to get through to that next level that I wanted to experience. And I also found that, especially in terms of my success as a business owner, I was finding myself getting into these patterns of self-sabotage where I'd had this sort of taster of what success could be, and I'd started to see certain elements of success and change in my life, but I was really struggling to take that any further. And I was doing all of these things to, as I said, just to sabotage myself, you know, really holding myself back from going to that next level. And what I realized is it was because I was not fully tackling my subconscious mind. The work that I'd been doing on my mindset was very much at this superficial level. It had felt amazing, it had felt really good, and it had gotten me so far, but it wasn't going to be the thing that would take me to the next level. And this is where often mindset work can actually get quite uncomfortable. It can actually become quite a difficult thing to do. And so I had, as I said, I'd reached this stage, and so I knew that I needed to dig into my subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind, this is where, for me, the real work really began. And it was where I realized that mindset work isn't always going to look like rainbows and unicorns. It isn't always about positive thinking. Sometimes doing the work and turning inwards can actually be very uncomfortable. It can actually come with a lot of pain, a lot of negative feelings. It forces us to look at the parts of ourselves that we've perhaps been avoiding. It forces us to look at our deep-rooted belief system. And when we do that, obviously that can come with a lot of negative feelings. And so what I actually found was that for me to get to that next level of success and for me to start manifesting even bigger and better things into my life, things actually had to get worse before they got better. And it was almost like I had been hit by a bus when I started to really go deep into my mindset. I was like, oh my goodness, what is going on? Because all of a sudden, it felt like things were falling apart. And actually, what I needed to realize was that things were actually coming together for me. In order for things to come together, and for order for me to really step into my higher power and really manifest much more amazing things into my life, things almost had to unravel first. And so this is really what happens when you start to dig deep into your subconscious mind. Be prepared for things to get a little bit ugly. So what does this work involve then? Well, the subconscious mind really involves identifying where your beliefs originate from, okay? And bringing to the surface all of that unconscious programming that we have, which has often been formed from our childhood. Okay, so between the ages of 0 and 7, as children, we are highly susceptible to everything that we hear and experience around us. We're like sponges. It's why kids learn things incredibly quickly. You know, I only have to say one thing to my toddler and the next thing she's repeating it. So in our house, we have to be very, very careful of what we say. So this is what happens. As children, we're like sponges. We just absorb everything that is going on around us. And this is how a lot of our subconscious programming is formed, from these early childhood beliefs or these childhood memories and experiences. And often, without even realizing it, we can often make experiences that we have. We form beliefs around these experiences. And because children are so egocentric, right? So children, they think the world revolves around them. So they hear something and they automatically assume, oh, this has something to do with me. Or this, you know, this means I have done something. You know, they take it to mean something about themselves. So let's say, for example, as a child, you see, you know, your parents constantly busy at work. You know, they don't really have much time for you because they're very, very busy working. You know, as a child, we take that as not that, oh, well, my parents are just busy at work. As children, we often take that to mean something about us. You know, I am not lovable, therefore my parents don't want to spend as much time with me. Okay, so all of these things that we hear and everything that we see as children, this is forming our subconscious mind. And those beliefs are then reinforced through our adult life as well. So then when we get to a point in our life where we're trying to, let's say, manifest a certain thing into our life, and we are struggling to do so, what we often don't realize is that we have a set of subconscious beliefs that is telling us we can't have that thing, okay? That often the belief nine times out of 10 is linked to our sense of worth, right? When I've done this work on myself, nine times out of 10, the reason why I find myself self-sabotaging or find myself struggling to manifest a certain outcome is because I've got a deep-rooted subconscious belief that I am not worthy of having that thing. And so this is where I found myself relatively early on in my entrepreneurial journey, where I had seen a certain amount of success, but I could not take myself to that next level. It was only when I started to really dig deep into my mindset that I realized I had all of this subconscious programming, which was telling me I was not worthy of allowing things, of having things easy. Okay, I had to work incredibly hard and struggle in order to be worthy of receiving success, in order to be worthy of receiving praise, in order to be worthy of receiving money. So what happened was I was self-sabotaging in any way that I could to prevent myself from having things easy, to prevent myself from, you know, seeing the success that I craved or earning the money that I wanted or receiving the praise that I wanted. Because we will only perform in line with our belief system, okay? Whatever our belief system is telling us, especially at that deep-rooted subconscious level, you know, that's always going to be reflected in how we show up in the world. Okay, so I was self-sabotaging because I was only capable of acting in line with my beliefs. And my beliefs were saying, you are not worthy to have an amazing amount of success unless you've struggled first. Okay, so this was my story. You know, if you were to do this work, it might be that you find a different story, a different narrative for yourself. But this was my narrative. My worth was attached to my work. Okay, so I believed that I was only able to be worthy if I was working hard, if I was struggling. And therefore, in my day-to-day life, I was doing things to make life difficult for myself. I was constantly self-sabotaging to make my success a struggle, to make success within my business something that was hard to achieve. Because if I got things easy, if things came easy for me, I wouldn't feel like I would deserve that thing, you know. I needed to feel like I'd earned my right to receive for me to feel worthy. Okay, so this was a really interesting breakthrough for me. Now, kind of coming back to the point of this episode, what I discovered was that when I started to really dig into these beliefs, you know, really dig into my subconscious mind and go below the surface, you know, remember our mind being that iceberg. When I started to kind of see what was below the surface, it was actually really uncomfortable. It was almost like I had pulled out all of this junk to the surface and laid it bare. And for a moment, it felt like things had got a lot worse before they were getting better. And I almost liken this to, if any of you guys have ever seen Marie Kondo's show, the life-changing magic of tidying up, she goes into the people's houses. She's got a show on Netflix. She goes into people's houses. And with the idea is that she's helping them declutter their lives, okay? She wants to help them improve their lives through the process of decluttering. But before people get to this stage where they have these beautiful, clean, organized homes, things have to get worse before they get better. Because what she does is she gets them to open up their wardrobes, open up their cupboards, pull everything out and basically dump it all on the floor or dump it all on the bed. And so there's this moment in the show where the people are like looking at all of their stuff and they're like, what have we done? We've really opened up a can of worms here. Oh my goodness. Like things just look a lot worse than what they were before. And this is exactly the same with your mindset. When you start digging into your subconscious mind, when you start pulling all of those, you know, those old beliefs to the surface, things are going to start to feel worse before they start to get better. So when I did this, it was a bit of a, as I said, I felt like I'd been hit by a bus because all of a sudden I started to manifest all of these negative experiences and I couldn't understand what was going on. And I realized that actually doing the work, really doing the work when it comes to your mindset, is not always going to be this very happy-go-lucky, positive thoughts, positive energy experience. Sometimes things actually start to feel quite negative. And I found that that time, or whenever, because quite often I'll come back to this deep work. In fact, whenever I up-level, I will find myself needing to come back to do this deep inner work. And whenever I do, I prepare myself for the ride, because I know that there's going to be a period, normally for a week or so, sometimes even a couple of weeks, where my energy will be off. I will find myself manifesting more negativity into my life. I'll have more negative experiences. I will feel exhausted. You know, I'll feel drained. I'll feel negative. You know, I'll constantly feel in a bit of a bad mood. And I know that during this time that I've just got to be okay with that. I've got to ride out the storm, because I know that for things to get better, I have to go through, I have to experience this rough patch first. And during this time, this is where I just know to just be kind with myself, to accept what I'm going through, to embrace the negative emotions and allow myself to feel those negative emotions, but to know that this too shall pass. And it's something that we actually remind our students of as well. When they are, our students in the Click Academy, when they are learning how to coach their clients, we have to prepare them for their clients going through this experience too. You know, to let them, you know, to allow them to understand that their clients, it might feel for their clients, they're taking a few steps backwards before they can take a few steps forwards. And in that period when the clients are doing the work to examine the subconscious mind, you as a coach have to be there to support that client, but to also educate them on the fact that this is normal. The real mindset work, true long-lasting transformation, will require this period where, yeah, as I said, things may feel quite negative. And so making more space for things like self-care, taking more time to sort of relax, you know, creating more space for reading books that inspire you or listening to podcasts whilst you are doing this work is really, really important. But yeah, I thought it was worth mentioning, because I know that a lot of people, when they first discover the mindset work, they get hooked on the buzz of it, right? And they do things like affirmations or vision boarding or journaling, or these exercises that are designed to make you feel good. And they're like, they get that sort of that hit of endorphins and they think, wow, this is amazing. I just want to keep doing this and keep doing this. And I just want things to get better and better and better. And of course, things can get better and better. But for you to really take yourself to that next level, you have to be prepared to peel back the layers, peel back the conditioning that you've experienced from childhood. And when you do that, as soon as you start to peel back the layers, you may find that behind those layers are things that you've been avoiding, things that you've perhaps not been wanting to face up to. Okay? And then when you start to bring those things to the surface, it will feel uncomfortable. But I promise you, it is more than worth it. Because every time I allow myself to really dig deep and lean into that discomfort, I have come out the other side having risen up into my higher power, having been able to then manifest way more amazing things into my life and just take myself to that next level. I would not be where I am today if I hadn't have been prepared to really go deep on that inner work. Now, remember what I was saying about the iceberg. Your conscious mind, it's only accounting for 20% of your mindset work. So most of the work that you will need to do on your mindset will be this work around the subconscious. And if we leave it, if we just ignore it, or if we don't even know that our subconscious thoughts, you know, these thoughts exist, they can end up doing more harm than good. You know, if we remember the Titanic, what happens? The Titanic crashes into the iceberg, and what they don't realize is that they've only just seen the tip of the iceberg. Most of the damage is below the surface. The majority of that iceberg is below the surface, and that's the part that does the most damage to the boat. And because they're not aware of what's going on, because it is below the surface, things just go from bad to worse, right? So maybe you've hit this period in your life where you're feeling like you've plateaued in your mindset work. So maybe you've been, you know, exploring your mindset, and so far it's all been, you know, really positive, and you've kind of really been enjoying the process. If you've only been enjoying the process, that's a pretty good sign that whilst you may be on the right track, it may be your call now to actually go deeper, to start really exploring what is in your subconscious mind. Stop bringing those beliefs to the surface. You know, if you're looking to take yourself to that next level, but find you've hit a bit of a plateau, again, this is your call to go deeper, dig deeper. What is lurking below the surface that I'm not allowing myself to recognize? What beliefs do I have that are holding me back from going to that next level? And if you do start to explore this work and you experience things going bad, from bad to worse, almost see that as a little nudge. It's a nudge from the universe that you are on the right track. You know, don't take... Often we see something bad is happening in our lives and we think, oh my goodness, I'm not manifesting right. I'm not doing it right. I'm manifesting what I don't want. And actually, sometimes it can be a really good sign that what we want is on its way. Okay, you know, when we experience the negative work, if it's off the back of really going deep into your mindset, it means that what you are doing is working. You're weeding out that junk, you're bringing it to the surface, because it's only when you do that that you can really heal those beliefs. If those beliefs stay hidden, if you just brush things under the carpet and just pretend that things are amazing all the time, you're not going to take yourself to that next level, because there's things below the surface that will constantly hold you back, okay? So, you know, we don't want to just avoid doing the work because we want things to be amazing all the time. We want things to constantly be happy and bubbly and fun and joyful. You know, there is lots of space for that to happen, but to get there, often things will feel a little bit uncomfortable before they can get better. So I hope this all made a lot of sense for you. But yeah, I really wanted to share this because I see it a lot online where people will talk about mindset work and they'll do so from this very positive place. And, you know, it's like inspirational and it's all positive quotes and that's great. But unfortunately, the real work can sometimes get a little bit tricky, but that's okay, because in doing that, we can achieve so much more than what we ever imagined possible. And my journey has definitely been testament to that. Let me know if you've got any questions about this. Please feel free to reach out. You can find me on Instagram at Danny Watson Coaching. So send me a message on there, or yeah, just let me know your thoughts. All right, ladies. Well, lovely as always to connect with you, and I will catch you again on the next episode. Bye, ladies. Wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.